Time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, first off, I love your show and love all the crazy drama people tell you.
Okay.
Hysterical.
Nice, thanks.
So I need you to settle this debate between me, my sister, and my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I just started to see this guy about a month ago. Super cute, funny, charming, the whole package.
Mm.
And then I saw two things that made me slam on the brakes.
Okay.
Number one, a picture of his closet. Absolute disaster. We're talking clothes on the floor, no organization. It looks like a hurricane hit it.
Okay.
Number two, his grocery list. It was all trash. Frozen pizzas, Hot Pockets, Mountain Dew, not a single vegetable in sight.
Okay.
To me, that was enough to say, nope, not my guy. My philosophy is, if his closet is a mess, then his life is a mess. I don't have the time or energy to try and retrain a grown man to fit my standards.
Wow.
My sister totally agrees with me, but my friends think I'm being way too harsh.
Mm-hmm.
They keep saying I should give him another chance because, well, he's very easy on the eyes. I think their exact words were, he's hot, give him another chance!
Wow.
So now, I'm even joking, kind of not joking, about asking potential dates to send me a picture of their closet before I get too invested. Am I being practical or petty?
Mm.
Thanks, y'all. Addison.
Wow. Okay. All right. So he has a messy closet and he buys stuff at the store that aren't very healthy.
He's a single guy. I feel like these are things that could change down the road. I don't know if we completely discount somebody because we're a little different in that area.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like these aren't insurmountable red flags that would cause you to be like, no, these are inherent in this person. You know, I've heard the, hey, if you've got a messy room, that's kind of like your life, like, you know, messy
sure.
room, messy life, something like that. So,
and that's what she thinks. And yes, and, you know, there could be some
truth to that, sure.
But I know she doesn't want to like mother somebody who
mm-hmm.
wants to do that.
Mm-hmm.
However, if he's, you know, good in all of the super important things.
Yeah, she didn't even mention that, so.
Right. Like, do you have the same, like, values?
Sure.
Are you kind of in line in all the other, like, bigger picture important ways? I feel like this
doesn't,
can be a smaller issue.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like they've even gotten to those conversations. Carol comments.
I think she's trying to cut herself off from getting there.
Yeah, Carol comments and says, if potential dates asked for a picture of my closet, I'd run.
Yes.
Does that mean you have a messy closet, Carol, or does that mean that you?
No, it just feels
is it just too petty?
Weird. Mm. It's weird, intrusive, and like if somebody asked to see a picture of my closet, like if as a date, I'd be like, "That why? Like, do you have a shoe fetish? What is this about?"
I remember in college, there was a girl that I was kind of talking to, and she came to my dorm room and opens my closet. And starts looking at the clothes that are hanging in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
She was looking at brands.
Oh.
To see what kind of brands I wore.
What does that matter?
I know. And I was like, okay. And obviously, we didn't do anything or end up working out or anything like that. But
that gives you insight that she cares about some shallow things.
Yeah,
and puts
some
emphasis on things that you don't.
Right, right. And now she, I don't think there were a lot of huge red flags, but I don't even know what she was necessarily looking for. I'm assuming it was for more like name brand sort of clothing items.
Like, does this guy care
because
about fashion?
She came from a wealthier suburb. In mm-hmm. In the Cleveland area, I want to say so.
Yeah, so Tony is texting saying, "Petty, some of the most brilliant people were messy. It's been a month. Relax."
Been a month. Relax. Well, hey, if you want to shine some light on this situation. Maybe you've been in this situation. 502-795-1997. Or maybe if you would rather tell us the pictures that you would potentially ask a date to see if you're compatible, let us know that too.
Just get it out of the way at the beginning. Like, no, yeah, too many things don't line up. Sorry, let's not even try.
All right. I want to see pictures of, the inside of your car. And I also want to see pictures of your teeth.
Oh. Well, being a dentist kid,
maybe. I don't know. 502-795-1997. All right, we'll take some of your calls and stories. Coming up, Addison rolls in and is like, hey, I was all into this guy until I saw a picture of his closet and then his grocery list. All of it trash, his closet, disaster. Now, thinking of dumping him, my sister's like, yep, girl, you do you. And friends are like, no, he's hot. Give him another chance.
You're being too harsh.
Right. Now, I will say there are some people that are coming to Addison's defense. Debbie says, I agree. How they do one thing is how they do everything. If he's messy or disorganized with his living space, then he's that way in his life, too. Also, if he only eats junk, he may be hot now, but eventually that junk will catch up with him. And Jess says, the amount of people bashing this girl for knowing what she wants and not being able to set or not being willing to settle is baffling. Giving him another chance is just because he's hot is shallow. Wow.
Okay. Well, and I guess now would be the time to figure that out, because if you're only like a month in, then, you know, it'd be different, I think, if we were down maybe a year down the road. Lisa says, I don't think any of this is a red flag, but if he's 40 years old, still eating like a frat boy, I'd be concerned. I think age matters here. But hey, if petty is where you choose to land, do you? It's your life.
Yeah. Someone else suggested that she link up with another one of our group therapy honorees from earlier in the week, and they would be friends. So that's good. Mo chimes in and says, what pictures would you ask a potential date to see if you're compatible? I'd want to see a picture of the inside of their microwave, their car interior, and a photo of their toilet and bathroom.
Oh gosh.
If her bathroom looks anything like a truck stop bathroom, we're done.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Yeah, Tina says, I'd want to see a picture of his car interior and their toothpaste tube.
Oh.
It's not hard to keep the tip clean, my guy. LOL.
Oh, is she talking like toothpaste, like if it's...
It's got like all sorts of dry toothpaste
crusted all around the tip of it?
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
Okay.
And Chelsea is like, with you, you said teeth. Mm. She said teeth. I'd also need to see a picture of his medicine cabinet.
Oh, Snoopy much?
She sounds like she'd be one that would, at a party,
yeah,
slip out, go to the bathroom, and
then rifle through the medicine cabinet just to see what they got in there.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's interesting because there are some people who are defending Addison and are saying, hey, you know what? If you know what you want, don't settle and just... You know, you're quirky. Everybody's got their quirks. You just got to find someone who fits into your puzzle piece.
Well, and you know, I will say there could be some, you know, actual compatibility issues if you guys are just oil and water on a lot of those issues.
Yeah, if you're a neat freak and he's not.
Yes, getting down the road to where you share a space and you start living together, and that could be like recurring issues.
I remember I had a roommate in college, and my roommate my freshman year, I was the complete neat freak and he was the complete slob. And this is the same guy who slept with a knife under his pillow.
Oh yeah.
And I
but you gave him some Yoo-Hoo and everything was fine.
Yeah, that chocolate drink mended fences right there.
Absolutely.
But anyways, he was like a slob. He left stuff all over the place. And then my roommate my sophomore year, it was opposite. It was like I was the slob. This guy was so like neat and put together and everything, and so that sort of thing, I can see how you got to be more in line when it comes to things like that than opposite.
And if she's feeling like, you know, okay, I don't have a lot of feelings invested, I'm out because of these things, and then maybe she goes and tries to find someone that is going to be a little bit more compatible with her,
yeah,
and then hopefully the rest of the important things line up as well.
Another text from a listener. I would want a picture of their dog.
If you, what if they don't have one?
If you have a Pomeranian, no deal.
Oh, wow. Okay, there's one specific deal breaker.
Right, I guess.
Nope, I'm not going
Alexis says, yeah, it's harsh to ditch him for all those reasons without a discussion. It's a bachelor pad, all that. But it's also very shallow to stay with him just because he's hot. So, okay.
Right. But I also think, too, I mean, that again, it just comes down to, are those things that could change, or is it just because this guy lives by himself?
Right.
And so it doesn't really matter. It's not affecting anybody else. But would he pay more attention to it and make more of an effort if it did matter to somebody else?
All right.
That's the question to ask, I think.
Hey, keep us posted. Let us know what you end up doing. Good luck.
We're wiping our hands of you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At
Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook if you want to chime in or see some of the other comments or drop one yourself. That is group therapy.